Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Adam Gold.
What type of soup is Jason Kelce?
He would be like a chicken and dumplings.
Oh, chicken and dumplings. Yeah. Very nice. Maybe like an Italian wedding soup. What kind of soup would Travis Kelce be?
Travis, I feel like he'd be like a tomato bisque.
The Adam Gold Show.
It's the Adam Gold Show. I am Adam Gold. Victoria producing the program. Hurricanes are in Pittsburgh tonight, and that is where we find Canes analyst and my friend Trip Tracy, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show. You did not need my scarf, I hope. How are you?
What kind of soup would you be, Adam?
I would be a New England clam chowder.
Why?
Because it's delicious, and I feel like I am delicious.
Oh, you just set the tone.
Oh, yes. Think about that as you and Maniscalco start the broadcast tonight. Think about that. I hadn't thought about it all that much. I'm probably... Never mind. I'm not going to go there. All right, let's. The Hurricanes actually have a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight. Just going in little, steps along the way. What is the significance of that?
I'll tell you what. If they do it tonight, which would be fabulous, or they do it on Thursday with the desperate Detroit Red Wings in town. It's a foregone conclusion, but it should be anything but not celebrated and taken, as a huge milestone. I mean, for Rod, 6 years, Don, GM, because you and I were certainly on hand, hot stoving it up during all the lean years. So whenever it does happen, it's an extraordinary, awesome achievement and so difficult to do. For this year in particular, I think about the adversity in December with all those road heavy games in the first several months of the season, all of your adversity and goal, the long road trip where you drop the first four, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, not going home, and being able to reverse it and, then get on a heck of a roll. With your home heavy games, and now you've turned yourselves, when you think about a game tonight, as the road record, you're very comfortable come postseason being able to achieve a result at home or on the road. So it's whenever it does happen, it's a very momentous achievement, and because it's become regularity, it's easy to look past it, and it should be anything but.
What's interesting is that you go back to those games in Ottawa and then Detroit back to back. Their record on the road, I think, is 15-1-3 in their last 19 games away from home. Their road record is actually, in that span, is better than their home record. And I think you and I at times have been wondering, when is PNC Arena going to become a fortress? But they have taken that on the road. Maybe it speaks to their style of play that it just travels. But what do you make of the fact that they have been so good away from home?
Goaltending and the fact that it went from being an area of concern to being a dominant area. Here we are another game, because of this very cerebral rotation that, it's been a while since we've seen Freddie Anderson on the road.
Right.
Because he plays that. So, whether it be Freddie, the lion's share to Coach Edkoff, Spencer Martin, and the waiver wisdom, your depth. I mean, the fact that when you don't have favorable matchups, the fact that your lines have come together, you know, pre and post Jake Ensel and Evgeny Kuznetsov additions, the growth and the chemistry of that third pair in Chatfield and Orlov, that you don't worry about last change. And then finally, and specific to a game tonight, you know, because looking at why the Penguins are in a spot right now that they're in, that they're not accustomed to being in, and Carolina is challenging even for a President's Trophy. I mean, look at the drastic, drastic difference in both special teams departments just in a game like this. So those would be the things. And I, again, I think Rod deserves a ton of credit because he always keeps it fresh, you know, within the grind and the monotony of the season and the leadership core of what is now a veteran hockey club.
Yeah, best road power play in the sport belongs to the Hurricanes. And the penalty kill, even though they have had some hiccups, and the three power play goals allowed in Washington is certainly a hiccup. They had two power play goals allowed to Chicago, who I believe came in with the worst power play in the league. For the most part, the penalty kill has been spectacular. They sweep Toronto because they went 11 for 11 on the penalty kill and scored five power play goals against the Leafs. They win 3-1 goal games.
Wow, that's a wow for me, AG, because not only, let's just take Sunday. And you know, you had the A-sharp, you had the scarf on, and, you know, your power play gets you the game winner. And yeah, it was a bounce.
Sure.
But that second period that Carolina had the power play when they didn't score was sick.
Yeah.
I mean, and so not only did they dominate the Toronto Maple Leafs with all their skill, I know they didn't have Marner, but I thought Austin Matthews was terrific.
Yeah.
And
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
At least for my eye test, I thought that the Carolina power play looks significantly more dangerous and scary than the Toronto power play. Now, some of that credit, of course, goes to the Carolina kill. But all these years, you know, have we, you know, since Matthews and Marner and then Nylander came in the league, Morgan Rielly at the top of the key, have we ever said that?
No.
That Carolina's power play look like the more dangerous, skilled group? And that certainly was one of my takeaways on Sunday. You know, because whether it be Toronto, New York, still a level if you happen to run into the Tampa Bay Lightning, but you know, that the Hurricane skill level and their power plays entered that conversation.
Trip Tracy is joining us here, Canes and the Penguins coming up in a little bit. Let's get to maybe the reason why the penalty kill looked so good against Toronto, and that's Freddie Anderson. So these numbers like are cartoonish. Six starts, eight goals allowed, six wins, a .951 save percentage, and a stat called goals saved above average, which basically means they should have scored this, but they only scored that. They should have scored about 17.5 goals. They've only scored eight, so about 9.5 goals saved above average. What has impressed you the most about the way Freddie has played? Now, he won't play tonight. It'll be Pyotr Kochetkov. But what has most impressed you about Anderson?
Well, the first thing is after I bid you adieu on Sunday and I get out of there more quickly, you know, because it was radio only.
Mm-hmm.
I called Freddie on the way home and I knew he was probably still working out at the arena. So I got voicemail and I said, you know what, Freddie? I would pay a lot of money to watch you play, because it is a joy to watch the combination of your academic student approach to the game, your calmness, and your compete. And then, you know, by the time I got home and I said, Freddie, if you call me back, call in the next 10 minutes because I'm going to get into my food and then I'm half asleep and I'm not answering the phone. Of course, he called. And I said, Freddie, text only at this point in time. And he's done it consistently, AG.
Yeah.
But it is so fun. You and I were sitting next to each other in the second period when he tossed that pizza up the middle of the ice because it seemed like he wanted to make a couple highlight reel saves. But his highlight reel saves, here you are, a guy that reads the play so well, and that's all about his methodology and his appreciation for not only the present, but the history of the game and the mechanics of the position. But then, you know, a guy that is so calm and uses every bit of his size, but simultaneously has the flexibility and those pinball flippers, you know, that can do some of these magical things. And you combine it all together, I guess the last layer would be, and I think you only gain this through experience and working on your mental toughness. But when he gives up a goal, whether it's one that he has no chance on, like Toronto scored, or one that he'd like to have back, there is less than zero concern that Freddie's going to move on with, without a problem to making the next save. I add all those things together. A vintage Freddie Anderson, when Freddie is healthy, Freddie feels good about himself. He's one of a handful, somewhere for me, in the numbers of 6 to 8 goaltenders in the league that I think are truly elite right now.
Yeah, he was just amazing. The three save or two saves that he made on Matthews, and the second one where Matthews went between his legs, that was just ridiculous to even attempt that. But Anderson had to be ready for it too, and he was ready for it. All right, final thing. We're going to see Jake Guentzel playing in his first game back in Pittsburgh. I'm sure that's going to be emotional for him. But I want to ask you really about the line of Guentzel, Aho, and Jarvis. Analytically speaking, that line has been off the charts to the point where whether, you know, we go back a couple of years and we go to Landeskog, McKinnon, and Rantanen, it's not quite as offensively prolific, but it's not far behind it what those three guys have done together.
Where do I go? The three of them are truly unselfish. You know, they're the first thing that they want to do is deflect praise to either one of the other two line mates or the team. I love the complete nature of all three guys. I mean, there was a play in the first period where Carolina late in the period had a 2-0 lead, and because Guentzel buys in every shift, he made a play on the wall with pressure in his own end. Might have been with his skate, might have been his stick, but led to a 2-on-1 that easily could have been a dagger in the first period. We've talked all year about Jarvis's complete nature now. Aho, exactly, utterly the same. Look no further than his plus minus.
Yeah.
But then I think about the fact that none of them ever get satisfied. Jarvis in a humorous way, but Jarvis, the incredible fast learner that he is. Guentzel right now would think that he's not contributing enough because, you know, he hasn't been able to find the back of the net, you know, because of what he was brought in to do. I watched him, you know, on a shift during the Toronto game, and he went back to the bench and he was all over himself. I mean, he's done everything that you could ask of him and then some and then some. And Sebastian Aho has an insatiable appetite never to be satisfied. So all of those things beyond the really impressive analytics tell me that line could even provide more when you look at chemistry, talent, and personality.
I would point out to Jake Guentzel, maybe this is just me simply looking at a stat sheet, that I think he's got 11 points with the Hurricanes. So maybe you are producing. But hey, if you want to produce more, I am not going to say don't. By the way, Aho is a plus 30 on the season, and his faceoff percentage is close to 55%. And I know that makes the head coach very, very happy. Trip Tracy, enjoy the game against the Penguins later on, and I will talk to you. I'll see you for Philadelphia on Thursday.
Love you, AG. You didn't ask me what kind of soup I'd be with that great promo coming out of the break.
What kind of soup would you be?
I would be the Irishman that I am with a real name like Emmett Eugene Tracy III. I would be Vichyssoise, which is a great cold potato soup.
But it's French. That's a French soup.
Yeah, we bailed them out a few times as the proud Americans we are, but it is still very tasty.
It is, absolutely. All right, man, I'll talk to you later. That is fantastic. He would be a Vichyssoise.
Yeah. He's fancy.
I did not anticipate the question. I do think that New England clam chowder might be the right answer.
Oh.
I will say this. I've had it. New England clam chowder is ridiculously good soup.
Mm-hmm.
I like it thick, but it's better when it's not too thick.
Oh, do you like to put crackers? I know some people like to put those little whatever in there.
No, yeah. No. But don't skimp on the crab.
Oh,
no. Not the crab, the clam.
Yeah.
Don't skimp on the clams.
No.
I was in the first year the Hurricanes made the playoffs. They were in Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I was staying at a little boutique hotel. Somehow I got a room for less than everybody was paying in the media hotel. I don't know. It was a little boutique hotel, and it was an awesome place, like two blocks from TD Bank Garden. And right around the corner was a bar. When I got to town, I went over to the bar. I sat at the bar, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be just traditional, like touristy. I need a bowl of New England clam chowder.
I love when you can tell a place is going to be legit.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Just hit a little bit different being in being in Boston, sitting at the bar. I think I did like a fish fry or something like that.
Oh, okay. Did you do an Irish car bomb?
No, I did not. It's been maybe 15 years since I've had one, but my initial reaction was, why do I want to drink that? And then I went, wait, they're
this
good.
This is why.
They're good. It's like an adult milkshake.
Exactly.
It really is pretty good.
I know.
So, yeah.
Just I have to do it fast. That's the only part I don't like. Or else
do
it
you
turns.
Have to?
Yes, it'll curdle.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I guess I did.
Yeah.
I guess I drank it fast. Who knew? It has been that long
yeah.
since I have had one.